Hey, Pat, it's Jim. I'm in Wiscasset, Maine. This is the home of Reds. It's also the prettiest part of Maine. Pound?
In 0.6 miles.
P-O-W-N-O-T. Town. Jeez, everybody's talking to me between Eartha and you. I'm alone in the wilds of Maine, and I feel like I'm at a huge cocktail party. Let me turn down Eartha. It's not that pretty. Anyway, here's the question I got for you, okay? I don't know that much about lobster rolls. I don't come from lobster roll people, you know? Hold on, I'm going to have to make a turn here. My first turn in like 176 miles. It had happened in the middle of this phone call. Hold on. Okay, and I've done it. I'm now on Route 1B. So I almost didn't go to Red's because, first of all, it's very touristic and it's very well known and it's very famous and it's not off the beaten track. And there's arguments about it, and I know some people don't like it, and they think it's overrated and everything. Let me describe the lobster roll to you, okay? Okay. I can't juggle everything here. I'm recording my end of the conversation, so I've got like a cell phone in my left hand and the recorder in my right hand, and I'm attempting to navigate unfamiliar roads. I'm pulling over. Here's what I don't get. I decided to go there after all. Because I haven't had any lobster yet. You know, I've been in like New England for like weeks. I've been in Maine for like a few days. Just no lobster. So if you're, enough's enough. I got to get some lobster in me. You know what I mean? I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Maybe you'll be audible.
Okay.
So I pull into Red's. And here's what their lobster roll was, Pat. And I know you're from Maine. That's why I'm asking you this. It was a toasted piece of bread, grilled toasted piece of bread, folded over vast chunks of lobster and nothing else. Perfect big fat chunks of lobster, as if like some genius lobster gutter had pulled out perfect meat intact. You know, just it was like a lobster without the shell is really what it was. There was no
lots of meat.
There was no mayo. There was no anything. It was just lots of lobster meat on a piece of bread. The lobster meat itself was fresh, perfectly cooked, sweet, flavorful. What's the controversy? How can anybody have any kind of controversy over tons of perfectly formed, perfectly cooked, perfectly fresh lobster meat in a piece of bread? What's the issue here?
Well, I've never been to Red's, but is it a split-top hot dog bun or a piece of flat bread?
It's a piece of flatbread, but it's carefully griddled, so it's evenly crunchy. On the outside. On the inside, I think it was just bread.
You mean it's the shape of a slice of bread?
It's the shape of it because it is it.
Well, that's not a lobster roll, but you'll enjoy the lobster meat. That's no lobster roll.
Well, why?
Because it's not in a top split hot dog bun.
It's got to be in a top split hot dog bun?
Well, to me, I mean that, and it should be buttered, it should be grilled, but it shouldn't be a slice of bread.
So that's just like shocking.
Do you not think that that is a grotesque amount of lobster?
Well, let's get to the amount in a minute. I don't understand, like, the absolute disgust in your voice that it wasn't a hot dog roll.
The roll is a hot dog roll. It's something else. I mean, it's an open face lobster thing. To me, I mean, you're asking my opinion.
I just don't get you, Maine guys.
If you like a lot of lobster.
I don't get you, Maine guys, at all. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
How would you call it a lobster roll? Did they
look, somebody hands me like 300 metric tons of incredible, quivering, sweet, fresh lobster meat on a carefully griddled piece of bread. I got nothing but compliments. Am I just a pushover here? Am I like a rube? Am I a greenhorn? Am I a greenhorn? Am I so fresh off the boat that I just don't even know the difference? That I can just be pleased by anything? You know, just because it's like incredibly immaculate, impeccable, diligent lobster meat on a really nicely grilled piece of bread, am I just missing it?
Not a lobster roll. You've got to have a roll to have a lobster roll. I mean, that's not complicated. It's a lobster bread.
Now, what I described is a...
to tell you?
Let's move on.
It sounds wonderful, but a lobster roll is not.
Pat, let's get past the Frankfurter roll issue.
All right.
You described it as a grotesque amount of meat. Did you mean that in a pejorative way?
as I said, I've never been to Reds before, but when I've seen pictures of, you know, what people get there, it looks like too much lobster. I mean, there's got to be two lobsters worth of meat on that piece of bread.
Okay, 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 now let me get this straight.
Sorry.
Let me get this straight. Let me see if I understand correctly. Because they haven't used some crappy piece of crap supermarket hot dog roll and instead used a really good piece of bread that they carefully griddled, and because they were derelict enough to give me way too much delicious, sweet, fresh lobster meat, this is completely...
It's, listen, just don't call it... I'm losing you, Jim.
I'm losing you, too.
Anyway, listen, just don't call it a lobster roll. That's all I'm saying. It sounds divine.
Pat, can I talk...
a lobster roll.
Pat, I need to get out of this state. I just can't relate to anything except, big exception, the fact that strawberry shortcake is everywhere.
Oh, good!
This place is lousy with strawberry shortcake. Everywhere you turn, it's strawberry shortcake. I've been having strawberry shortcake several times a day.
Good for you. And listen, don't leave the state because you can't tell a piece of bread from a hot dog bun, okay?
I can tell, Pat. I just don't see why you'd prefer some crappy, stupid... junky hot dog roll. I can't understand how you'd like cluck your tongue at something that's better than that.
Well, that's fine. I'm delighted and I love lobster. But it's not a lobster roll. I'm sorry. I'm so, you know, you'll get mail about this one.
Oh God. was that a threat?
Have you eaten it yet?
Was that a threat?
No,
are you telling me that I shouldn't write this? Are you telling me I shouldn't write this thing because there'd be certain consequences?
Jim, have you eaten any of it yet?
I've eaten all of it.
And was there any butter on the meat?
No, it was just pure lobster. I can't see how anybody would quarrel with anything that I just ate from that place.
I'm not quarreling with you.
I'm not quarreling with you. I'm quarreling with the state of Maine.
By definition, it's not a lobster roll.
Oh, all right.
Sounds really good.
Except for the fact that it's grotesque and it uses the wrong bread product.
It's a lot of lobster meat. I know that. What'd you pay for it?
$16 with lemonade.
Not bad.
With lemonade. In Manhattan, it would have been like $78.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, look, I don't feel like I've gotten any satisfaction here, but at least I've aired both sides.
Well, you had a good... lobster open-faced sandwich on a grilled piece of bread.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
Welcome. Bye-bye.